Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Good evening. You know who this is. This is Miss Controversy, also known as Miss Butterfly Bird in the building on Vibrate and Elevate. And it wouldn't be right if I would be in the building without another butterfly in her own right, Miss Z Marie. Z Marie, how are you?
Hey, 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 Butterfly Bird. I'm feeling that.
You know, I'm getting my colors today. I just broke out of the, you know, little cocoon thing. I'm doing my thing.
Right, right.
how are you? I haven't talked to you all week, seems like.
Yes. I am tremendous, actually, because I just came from the spiritual center where everybody is an infinite being. So what you got to complain about at the spiritual center? So I'm feeling good. As you said, it has been a long week. I'm actually excited about what February has to offer, what the rest of 2016 might be up to, being that this is the last day of January. So for a while there, it felt like January was going to never end, and now it's at the end. So, yes, I'm thankful, right? I'm still here. Real quick, I'm always surprised for some stupid reason, because it happens every time. At the beginning of the year, some celebrities always pass away. It always happens, and it happened this time, too. So I just want to say rest in peace to everybody who may have lost somebody. And also just say, you know, let's live the life that we want to live, because we will also pass away.
I'm glad you said that. I'm going to put that on the shelf for later. I had an amazing conversation this weekend about, it was really brief too, about life and death. And I think that in highlighting, you know, our first and our favorites, that's one of the things I'm going to talk about a little bit later. So you sparked a little something already at the top of the gate. As always,
yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you are tuning in, excuse me, if you're tuning in, you are on the Vibrate and Elevate Network, where we share things to raise your frequency. And we have stayed true to that for going on 2 years now, going on over 2 years now. And I'm really proud that we've been able to stay true to that. And in all of our, you know, shapes and forms and dimensions that we've been in on the show. So tonight, expect to get elevated as well. Expect your vibe, you know, to rise a little bit higher as we talk about the first and favorites. And ladies and gentlemen, I do want you to know that Z Marie inspired our show topic this evening. I don't know where my creative juices are. I'm glad that she came up with it, and I'm looking forward to hearing about her first and favorites for 2016.
Yes. Thank you for that shout out. So first and favorites, right? So it's January 2016, and some of us have done some new things. Some of them have been because we planned it that way, right, via resolution. And some of us have just done some new things because this is life and you can't plan it. And so my firsts are actually interesting and they're fun. One thing is I hang around with a group of women who are a little younger than me, maybe about 5 years younger than me. So they write at 30. I'm kind of knocking on a dough of 40 around this piece, which I can't believe because I look so good. I look so good. Butterfly Bird, it's hard for me to believe I ain't 22. But okay. Anyway, so these young women have so many apps on their phone, and so do I.
Oh.
But as the new ones continue to come out, they continue to tell me I need to be plugged in. So even though I guess Snapchat is not even new anymore, but I finally got on Snapchat, so that's one of my firsts. The other first I've done regarding apps is Periscope. So a week ago I didn't even know what that was, and now I do. So I'm on Periscope. Shout out to Periscope and all the people who tweet what they see around the world. And the other thing, it's kind of new, so I'm kind of cheating a little bit because I have done it before. I just haven't done it in a long time, so it's the first in a long in like years, which is watch The Bachelor. That crazy show is still on. It's in its 14th season, giving women the impression that they can have the man of their dreams everywhere around the world, and that he's planning dates that he's not really planning because the producers are planning it. It's so ridiculous. But this same group of women whom I love here in Chicago, they have a party every Monday to watch The Bachelor, and I've been attending it this January. So it's a first, and I would say since The Bachelor's been on for so many years, I think it's 14 years, 12 to 14 years, I watched it maybe in, like, its first season, so I haven't seen it in, like, 10 years. And it's funny because it's the same old thing, and it's frustrating, but it's a guilty pleasure. It's hilarious. So I'm watching it really for the giggles. And I will say this also, Miss Butterfly Bird, there's been like a lot of controversy, just like with the Oscars, about The Bachelor never having a African-American bachelor or a Asian-American bachelor for that matter, or a Latino-American, you know, bachelor for that matter. So we'll see what happens. I'll definitely be tuning in every day when they finally have a person of color as the bachelor. So, yeah. And then the next thing is actually kind of funny. So I found out that this guy that I've dated a few times is a Republican / independent. So it's my first time dating a Black Republican. I don't even know if I should be saying that out loud. That is so ridiculous. Is the case. And it's funny because I'm not a Democrat anymore. Like, even though I'm registered as a Democrat, like, I just think it's all bullshit at this point. So it doesn't even matter, which is why I'm in a place where I can even date somebody who would, you know, who would align themselves with some of the Republican values, because at this point I don't even care. And to end that, I'll say something that I heard Chris Rock say that I think is really true, which is that all of us are a little conservative about some things and liberal about other things. So that's why the idea of us having this bipartisan, you know, system of beliefs is so ridiculous, because some things we, you know, feel more, you know, conservative about than other things. And so it's funny that I'm dating this guy, because I didn't know that Black Republicans would even be interested in somebody like me. But apparently they are. So, again, he's not a Republican.
It's a first for everything.
Yes. So that's my little 2-5 cent right there.
Z Marie, off the air, I talked to you about another first that you had when you said the whole Republican and you think that he would have been interested in you. Yes, you reminded me. Okay, we've been friends forever, people. So when she says certain things, my brain, like the whole picture book, just be like, oh, remember that? Remember that? So it's going to be so funny off air. But
I think awesome. I know what it is too.
awesome favorites and first for 2016 coming from Z Marie, and I'm so with you. It was so funny because some of the things that I were writing down as you were talking, it was just like pinging back and forth off of each other, and it was actually hard for me to think about my first and my favorites. For this year. This has been an interesting year, I will say that. But,
yes.
Very much so. But I'm gonna try to start on a light note, because it was really hard trying to put this stuff together. But so far, one of my favorites was Aunt Viv's response to Jada's Oscar talk. If you have not seen it, somebody please just go Google it and download it. And you will
Janet
have.
Janet Hubert is her name.
Janet Hubert?
Yes, Google that, YouTube that, y'all.
Hilarious. Yes, and listen, I posted on my Facebook, and nobody knows like that I watched it like, you know, habitually, like a little baser over and over, because I was like, what she said? Because she was just like, bitch, please, okay, sit your ass down. And she was just kicking the ballistics about her point of view of, you know, what Jada was saying in the bigger picture. So shouts out to Aunt Viv, Miss Hubert, and I literally mean this time, Z Maria, I need you to get ready. I literally mean shouts out to Aunt Viv and what she was saying. Okay? I got the shots back. And then my other favorite, and I don't know how I feel about saying favorite, but this is just something else, like, this Trump thing, so 2016, like, Trump, like, I never pay attention. I don't watch conventional, you know, regular television. I don't sit down and look at it. I'm not really into the political parties and so on and so forth. But Trump is interesting to me because he reminds me of how powerful each and every one of us are, despite how much money we have. But because of his experience, and, you know, the small loan that his dad loaned him, $1 million, way back when, you know, despite of his
pocket
experience
tank
with the moolah, you know, I think his face might be on the next dollar bill. But all I'm saying is that Trump is he's my favorite because he is exercising what the hell he want to do at all points in time. And to me, that's a favorite. I'm not down with whatever he's talking about. But the fact that he's so bold and he just goes with it, that's like, damn, okay. What are we waiting on? Everybody should have that same voice and the same confidence to say what they really believe and stand up behind it. And my other favorite in 2016 right now is my job. Like, I don't know the last time. Okay, so I'm 36 too. I'm not really knocking on the door of 40. I'm kind of like next door at the 30 house. So I don't recall the last time that I could say that I really, really, really like my job. And so I have to put that out there that right now, 2016, my job is one of my favorites. And Z Marie, we got a caller. So before I get into my first, I'm going to take a little break because, like I told you, it was really hard for me to think about my favorites and my first for 2016. So I'm going to go ahead and open up the line to see if we can get some callers sharing their first and favorites of 2016. Last four digits, 5278. Caller, thank you for calling in. Peace, peace.
Peace, queen.
Nah.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Say your name and where you calling from.
I'm Chad. I'm from Miami.
Hold up. That's Chad from Miami. That's one of the resurrected artists that we had on the show last year.
Yes.
Super talented, multi-talented, you know what I'm saying, coming on the scene. And we're so happy to have you, so thanks for calling in. So what's your favorite?
Awesome.
What's your first of, like, 2016? What you got going on in your mind?
In my mind, my first is actually my favorite. So I guess talking about one thing can kind of, I guess, encompass everything. But, like, my first, I'm just, like, coming to a point where I can realize, like, I can save my energy instead of putting so much of it into places that is not, you know, reciprocated, you know, because they say, you know, like when you, they say you lose more energy by throwing the blow and missing versus throwing the blow and landing. And that's the same thing I'm feeling with my energy. So and knowing that and just living in that and walking in that little, you know, mindset now or whatever, it's a lot easier to move through situations. It's a lot easier to let bygones be bygones, let come-ons be come-ons. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
It's just, it's everything.
Dang, that boy said, let come-ons be come-ons. I've never heard that.
Honestly, it's true. You also have to accept the energy that's coming to you, not necessarily the energy you're putting out, because when you're putting out too much, you're missing. You know what I'm saying? You kind of block your
right.
own
blessings. Need to be balanced.
Yeah, it does have to be. It has to be balanced. You know, too much of a good thing is bad, and that's my favorite thing, because now I feel like I don't have so many crazies in my head. You know, it's just I'm the only crazy in my head now.
That's what's up. I totally relate.
And you can
to
recognize
you.
That. Yes.
Yeah.
That's what's
so,
up.
Yeah,
Chad, like, I'm feeling that all the way. Let the come-ons be come-ons. Listen, please, you're invited to stay on the line. You can mute your phone. I'm going to open up another line. We have caller, last four digits, 7982. We would love to know your favorites and your first of 2016. State your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Aaron, calling from Miami, Florida.
Oh, wait a minute. I got to get a shout-out. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not just Aaron. Yo, this is Aaron Funky Fresh Mitchell. You understand me, off of Facebook. He's one of my followers, you know what I'm saying? But, nah, that's my little cousin right there, family in the building. Thank you so much for calling in. And we want to know, on the line, do you have a favorite in 2016? Or do you have, like, a first or a favorite that you've experienced so far?
My first and my favorite was me purchasing a book. And
Ooh.
The book is teaching me to obtain power. And it's called The 48 Laws of Power. So coming into the new year, I wanted to do a change. Definitely not only to obtain power, but to teach me how to protect myself from those who are trying to use power against me.
Ooh.
So that is definitely the first thing on my mind. I mean, power is a strong word. Some people are afraid of it. Some people can't handle it. Some people don't want to be in the position because they know their allies is out to get them.
Mm-hmm.
So learning that and see if I want to be that person in power, or do I just want to use it to protect myself. So it's not only a first, but it's definitely a favorite.
Man, I'm smiling from ear to ear, Z Marie. You know
why?
The
Robert Greene book is everything. Go ahead.
I was just gonna say, every time I go past the house, he's like, Toya, take a look at this. Toya, read this. I did this at work and it worked. I did this and it worked. And so, you know, we had our first caller, Chad, talking about energy. And then we had Aaron coming in talking about, you know, power. And from listening to those gentlemen share their first and their favorites, it puts me in the mind of Bruce Lee. And Bruce Lee always has this philosophy of be like water, to be like water, and to be able to move and have flow. And that will be my favorite of 2016. I want to just mandate that right now. I want to use my energy to shaping my 2016 around that principle. I want to use my current power, thank you, Aaron, to exercise that and being like water, so I can let the come-ons be come-ons, okay? And let the bygones be bygones. Listen, we got one more caller on the line, last four digits, 6596. We would love to know, what are your first and favorites of 2016? Please state your name and where you're calling from.
I have too many. Hi, this is Jamar.
Oh, hello. Thank you for calling in. Yes. Peace of goddesses in the building.
Yes. What's up? I'm raising my hands. Hold on. I'm even doing a little dance. That's what's up.
Okay.
All right. So I've been listening to the show, and it's been great. I love hearing everyone's perspective. And as a healer, I love that everyone is geared towards healing and letting go and transformation. And once again, holding on to that true purpose of this year, that number 9, that ending, that completion, everyone is holding true to it. So I'm really glad to see that. And it makes me feel good because everyone really is on the right track. Everyone's listening, everyone's putting themselves in that, how do I say this? Like everyone's removing that bubble and putting themselves in the position that they need to be to let go and to go forward. So I'm really glad about that. And so it made me think of, right, like my favorites and my first, and there are so many, and it's only January, what, today's the 30th, 31st?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right? And it's only been 31 days, and I can give you a list of things because, honestly and truthfully, the way that I look at it, every day should be filled with firsts, and every day should be filled with favorites. Okay. Every day is a new day. It's a first day. It's a new day. It's a new opportunity. So you should have that perspective within your mind when you wake up. Like, this is my first day. Like, this could be a day full of grand opportunities. And if we could all take that with us, then every day would be a first, you know? And then every day would be a success. Because when, you know how there's this old saying, like, the first is the best? Well, if we see every day as a first, then every day is your best.
Every day is the first.
Yeah, so that was kind of warm in the tummy.
Yeah, I'm writing it down.
So, what did I do this year so far that completely makes me feel elated? That's the way I looked at it, because every day, honestly, I see it as a first, a mantra that I have, and I share that all with you, and I invite everyone to take it with them also. But you know, what have I done this year that is already extraordinary and I'm excited about and I'm enthusiastic and I want to share with everyone is my trip to New York. I have planned a trip to New York for my birthday, for my 43rd birthday, which so happens to be on St. Patrick's Day. So it's actually a pretty big
party
in New York. Yes. And as a little girl growing up in Boston and the big Irish festival, I always dreamt of going to the big, big one, which was the New York City one. So that's really exciting. But not only is it a first, but it's something that I've dreamt of since I was a little girl. Like, this is something that I've been waiting for, that I've dreamt about, that I've seen myself, like, on the carousel going down the street, you know, down Fifth Ave, waving at everybody. Doing my little Irish dance, you know, with my beautiful black thick curls. That's what's up, right? Because we should dream in multicolor. We should not dream only in one color. We should dream in multicolor, because we are everything. We shouldn't only think that we are one thing. But that's a totally different subject. The best thing about this, honestly, is that this is my first family trip leaving the state that we live in. And my children.
It sounds like a new tradition, actually.
You know, I thought about that. I thought about actually making it a tradition for once a year for my birthday to have, like, that big trip with my children where we explore a different city, different culture, different people. I live in a city where it's always hot, it's always warm, we always wear the same clothes. We don't have change here. We have to create our change. And that's really big.
So this sounds
perfect. Yes, and it's going to be amazing. It's going to be phenomenal, and I'm sure I'm going to share it with everyone. all the first.
Yes, Periscope, Snapchat,
the whole
and
shebang.
Facebook Live. According to you know, the hip new things with the apps and everything, that would be a first, and we'll be looking forward to it.
Yes, that's going to be a first. But you know what I really want to invite everyone to take from what I'm sharing with them is, I never thought that I would have this. I would never thought that this would happen. I never thought that I would be taking my children to New York City for a week vacation. It's not something that I dreamt of. It's not something that I had planned. It's something that just, like, happened. And it's actually so large because I allowed it to just happen.
You allowed it
so,
to let the come on be the come on.
Yes, and that's what I was listening to him with the whole power and the, you know, when we embrace our truth and we just flow, we feel so powerful and everything that we need just manifests itself, you know. Sometimes we think and we want certain things and we really don't need them. And we don't allow the things that we need to actually manifest themselves. So when we're in the actual true flow of our lives, whatever we need manifests itself. So that's really the big thing that I wanted to share. And thank you so much for allowing me to share.
Listen, we need you on the show, like, every time, coming in and raising the frequency and changing the vibration and getting us where we need to be at. And we thank you for your contributions, not just to tonight's show, but to the network and to us individually, both Z-Marie and myself. And thank you for sharing.
Thank you for all the work you do, for being consistent, for being out there, for being a voice, for sharing your experiences, for being vulnerable, because what you do is that big vulnerability word. You know, you make yourself vulnerable. You're out here every Sunday talking about yourself, talking about your experiences. Yeah. Putting yourself out there so that others can grow and others can learn. And not only that, but becoming a bigger part and integrating yourself with your community. So I thank you for that.
Aww. Listen,
yes.
We're going to give you some kind of award or or something. You know, honorary everything over here at Vibrate and Elevate. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, our time is winding down. Z-Marie, we're almost out of here, but I did want to share my first with you all before we got out of here. And then, Z-Marie, if you want to close us out with something special, you can. My first this year so far in January, I started a new tradition with my sisters. I'm going to send them a package every quarter, and they'll send me one. And it's filled with things that are new, that are used, that have a story, so on and so forth. So we're kind of like building our own little heirlooms and, you know, tradition, which is kind of cool. And this year I had my first root canal. This year is the first year that I had zero resolutions. And this month has been the first time that I thought about death from the point of view as just seeing it as another life. And so those are my first. And I'm done. I'm done. 2016, January, that's all. Z-Marie, take it away.
Yes. You know, I love all the energy that was on the call tonight. Very, very big ups to everybody. Haven't taken that many callers in a while, so I appreciate all the voices chiming in. So I gave everybody my first at the top of the show, but I did not dive into my favorites real fast. I got four of them. Adult coloring books. I'm in the business of it. At first, I was like, what? Wait, why? Why can't we color kids coloring books? But last night, I colored some vaginas, and that is very adult, so I'm into it. Hashtag Oscar So White. I really enjoyed Jada Pinkett's message. I don't agree with Janet Hubert's message, but she brought up some valid points, and it was just so entertaining. I was like, is this Whitney Houston? Like, it was just hilarious. But I love what Jada was saying, and I see everybody's point of view in it because, you know, it's one of those things where we got to be ourselves no matter what's going on. But we also got to take a stand no matter what. So keep doing what you do. Everybody got their right to their opinion. Hashtag Black Thigh Matter. My shirt is coming in the mail. Support that campaign. At We Are Black is also on Twitter. So you could get a shirt, you could get a sweater through them for Black Thigh Matter. I got some thighs. I'm trying to let them matter in this thing. And then the last thing is Facebook Live. Shouts out to J-Lo. Hashtag low, making sure everybody knows what's going on in the Miami area with her getting on Facebook Live behind. Shouts out to Sergio Rockstar as well for his Facebook Live post. That is the Vibrate and Elevate show. I'm Z Marie, Butterfly Bird in the building. Peace.
Hey, hey, hey. Hey, shouts out to everybody. Thank you for tuning in. And we hope you got the most out of tonight's show. Now, we need you to go ahead and walk on the dream. You feel me? This is not the Honda commercial, y'all, but this is the song.
Walking on a dream. Talking like play. Talking to myself.
Peace, everyone.
Nice little vibe.